You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Thanks for being with us today. Well, it's happening. The year ends almost here. By the time you're hearing this, it'll be just a couple days before 2016 has gone away and 2017's the new year. Hope that you've had great holidays and that you've been able to enjoy the Christmas and the New Year holidays. But to that point, New Year coming up, we just wanted to talk. I've got Heidi. Heidi's with me today.
Hello. Hey, hi, Clouser.
Yeah. Last podcast, we were talking about you had taken some PTO time, and Clouser here was just wondering how that all comes about, that you get the PTO time and I don't.
I work for a great company that actually has a use it or lose it policy. So I do have PTO, and I took it, and I was visiting my parents and some family members and had a good time. Yeah. So
I thought maybe it was because you had really paid attention to that podcast we had on why people leave time on the table and don't always take.
We did talk about that, and so I did take our own recommendation.
Yeah, that's good.
Use my PTO.
Yeah, that's good. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was you're coming off of a year and going into a new year. You may have some momentum going, and what it might take to keep that momentum going, and if you maybe you're sputtering or just things just didn't quite work out for this year, maybe some tips on what you could be doing to get yourself back on course.
Yeah, I think there's lots of different things. I mean, I think you brought up two good points there, whether or not you're sputtering or whether or not you are looking to just kind of think about things in a new way in the new year. Now is always a good time to think about what you're looking to do in the new year and how you're going to go about keeping momentum if it's flowing really well, or how to get back on track. I think those are two of the same coin and a little bit different. But mm-hmm. How do you keep momentum? How do you pick up momentum? How do you drive momentum if that's something that you want to build for your 2017?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my profession, the year end has always been, it's like you have left foot in the prior year, right foot in the new year, and you're having to prepare all the financial statements and taxes, et cetera. But then you're also involved in the forecasting and the budgeting and the planning for the upcoming year. And it's just,
it sounds like a dance.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think it's the Quick Step though.
Yes.
how's your year ending up? Feel like you've got the push going into the new year?
Yeah, I think so. Lots of new things. Most of my business is a little bit different in that, planning is in the fall. And so you kind of know we're just sort of clearing out accounts at the end of the year, and then kind of thinking more toward business development in the new year. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to sort of gear up, sort of switch brains, if you will, and kind of gear up for a new year of what's going to happen next? What do you want? And so really it's more about, I would consider this more sort of a goal setting period where it's mm-hmm. kind of like, okay, well, what do I want to get out of my first 6 weeks of the new year? What do I want to get out of my first 3 months of the new year? That's kind of how I approach things kind mm-hmm. of now, step by step.
Yeah. Do you have any type of formula that you use to help yourself set goals?
Well, I've had the pleasure of being able to have a lot of, I've read a lot about different things, and I've had people help coach me along the way. But so there's a variety of things that I think are useful. But for me, I think that I'm always looking for new ways of gauging the new year and how I'm going to go about things. So I'm always receptive to new ways of doing things rather than just setting goals and trying to figure out how to measure my goals.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a general question, but I mean, have you found people, you know, goal setting is kind of like writing, in my opinion, kind of like writing a business plan for some companies. It's like it just seems to be, it's easier to go get a root canal than it is to write a business plan or sit down and write what are really goals and not just a task list of things that we would like to do in the upcoming year, period, whatever quarter, whatever time you're planning for. Have you met people who have been able really just to sit down and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to go about it. This is how I'm going to keep myself on track.
Not very many, because as the year goes by, it seems like everybody gets a little bit off because of one thing or another, and it's nothing to their own fault. It just something happens, it seems, in any business year where it doesn't matter how great of a planner you are or how diligent you are in terms of setting that goal. Oftentimes, I think for people I know, and these are really smart, diligent people that we're talking about, it always seems to get a little bit off. So there is, now not all the time. I mean, there are some times where I will say that goal setting will end up being something that they do. But I mean, if you think about more often than not, like the people who at the beginning of the year say, oh, I'm going to go to... I mean, this is like the greatest time for gym memberships to go up because everyone says that, you know, they're going to meet their goal of like their ideal weight. And so everyone decides to join a gym in January. It's like the Gold's Gym standard of the year.
try to make it to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody does it.
I've got to get in that red dress.
Yes, it doesn't work. So, yes, I mean, there's one thing to set goals, but I think if... there was a sort of a better way that people could apply themselves, especially in business, to have the end result and have the follow through that doesn't always come with just goal setting, I think, or just planning or thinking about goal setting in a different way would be really helpful.
Yeah. You know, and you just said something there that I wrote a blog on our website on it's in the follow through. I, you know, that is absolutely the key to having these type of things work. I mean, if you think you're just going to put them on paper or half-heartedly start out, you know, they're going to fizzle out real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It just, yeah, doesn't always happen. You can't wish it happen. You have to actually take action to make it happen.
Hey, well, for those listening, assuming you're, let's take the position you're coming out of the year and you've got some momentum going, it's whatever, it's working for you, and you feel, you know, good about the situation, about yourself, and looking forward to getting 2017 going. I'm going to assume that you're working from a plan and that you have clearly defined your goals. And if you haven't defined your goals or established a written plan, then here's a tip for you. I have used this for a long time, and I really didn't know where it came from, but I think we're all familiar with the acronym SMART when it comes to goal setting, which stands for, the S stands for make sure that the goal is specific. The M is make sure it's measurable. A is achievable. R is realistic. I mean, you don't want to make it so low that, you know, it's like the low hurdles, you can get over those, but you don't want to, you know, set them too high either, so you won't be able to attain them. And then the other one is it's got to be time specific or time based. Just a little trivia here for you. This SMART method came out in the Management Review magazine back in 1981. And, it was written by Arthur Miller, James Cunningham, and George Duran. So there you go. Now you know where this came from and how to use it. But anyway, so the first thing is that your goal needs to be specific. You can't just make a generality that I want to do something and it be so broad that you can't do the next thing, and that's measure it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to be an astronaut. You know, you can't have a goal that's just sort of so strange or so out there that you can't achieve the goal, right? Mm-hmm. So it's got to be, if you're going to be serious about this, you absolutely have to have something that is attainable. And you know, it starts with specificity. I think I said that correctly. Yeah. But yes, being specific actually helps you to define exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. And which leads to the A, which is achievable.
Yeah.
It has to be something that you can achieve if you do what you're supposed to do and set out to do, right?
Right.
And it's got to be realistic. I mean, you know, you just can't be off the wall with the definition of it.
Yeah, within your realm, too. I like the R to be not only realistic, but within your realm. So don't maybe pick something that is just kind of a pipe dream in a way. I mean, you can do that as well. I mean, mm-hmm. dream away. I'm a big fan of dream big. But, you know, if you're actually goal setting, then probably think about what is realistic, too.
Yeah. And then it's got to be time specific or time based. So, you know, I'm just thinking about back to the time when President Kennedy kind of set the mandate or the goal that we'd have a man on the moon. That was a specific goal, wasn't it?
It was a specific goal. Yeah.
He wanted us there by a certain date or whatever.
It was, I believe, before the end of the year 1969 was over that we would step foot on the moon, and that happened in the summertime. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So there's an example that, I mean, it was a long go, long time, but it was certainly time specific. So, yeah. So when you set your goal, you know, it should be something that you're going to have, you know, some sort of short period of time if you can. So you can enjoy the success of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it also pushes you to then every day when you wake up, you know what your focus is.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is really helpful.
Yeah, which leads me right into what I was going to say was, you know, here's just four steps I came up with. I just off the top of my head here. So, is you know, here are four steps to keep the momentum going. First one is revisit your plan. It's a new year. It's a new quarter. Whatever. So we'll assume that something's going to change or has changed within the original plan. So you've got to go back on a regular basis and visit your plan. You know, maybe you have to tweak it, you know, change the course on a few things, redefine some things because now you know some things you didn't know when you first wrote the plan.
Yeah. And no plan is always perfect. So if you can revise it along the way, that's fine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the whole thing about a plan. It's not set in concrete where, you know, it cannot not be changed.
Living document.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then the second point I had was review both what has worked and what hasn't. Even though you have momentum going, reflect on these things. If what didn't work isn't in the mix anymore, you know, it still makes sense to see why they didn't work out. You know, maybe you can learn something from that. On the things that did work, did they work the way you thought? Or was there some other outside influence that caused it to work? You know, maybe it worked out because something else happened you weren't even planning on, and your plan still worked.
Right.
But for the most part, working the plan makes it work.
Yeah, I think, and sometimes when those outside influences or those bonus things happen, it's because you've been working your plan that sometimes extra things just joyously are bestowed upon you in some
mm-hmm.
way
yeah.
because you've done your work. So it's funny what falls in your lap sometimes when you actually go after things in a strategic way.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, I think, by working your plan, you put yourself into positions of opportunity because if opportunities come and you're not prepared for them, yeah, that's not good. You know?
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you're not counting on it, but something falls in your lap, so to speak, and you're, you know, working it, you know, then you can go with it. You can make that decision. Something may get beyond you if you're not, you know, not prepared.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the third point that I came up with was with the momentum going, what changes can you make to stretch yourself? I mean, you've done this year. What are you going to do to change it up to, you know, have that next thing that you're out there, you know, planning for, working for?
Yeah, I think that's really important because you can't really necessarily have the same goals all the time. But also, you know, if you want to just push yourself a little bit at the beginning, and this goes about what you were saying about revisiting your goals, what can you do that really would catapult yourself to that next level? And be thinking about that. So even if you have little milestones along the way and you feel like you're having success, don't get complacent in terms of like just meeting the goal. Why don't you stretch yourself a little bit to kind of get beyond the goal if you can?
Yeah. Well, and as important is don't get complacent because you're in a happy spot right now. Okay, celebrate it, enjoy it, and whatever, but just don't rest on your laurels there and think it's going to continue. You need to go ahead and set that next higher level goal.
Yeah, constantly move up. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Last one I had was, review your plan and your revised plan against the SMART formula. You know, see how your plan fits into your company's business plan, for instance, or, you know, if you're in sales or, you know, where you're winning clients or growing business, growing sales volume, check your personal plan into how that's lining up with what corporate wants and maybe your division or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, just making sure that you're in alignment with, and a lot of, you know, the SMART formula that you've brought up, and thanks for giving the history on that. But, you know, a lot of HR types are using this so that it may be something that's incorporated into your annual goals or your quarterly goals that you have to actually write down at your workplace. I know that that's something that many of the things that we've been talking about are incorporated into goals that we have to write down and actually file away for our quarterly or annual assessments. And so, but putting them down there and then also just having your own, I think having your own is also really important because there may be things that you want to achieve that you're not going to necessarily write down for the corporate HR necessarily. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's always good to have personal goals too.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. And I think those personal goals, whether they involve, you know, just your own building of your own character or whatever in your family, you know, if you're married, got kids, you know, how does that all fit into the, you know, we're talking business, but it, you know, we're part of life and part of our life is business. So it all needs to, you know, work together. You know?
Well, and we spend, for those of us who work 40 hours a week, we spend more time at the office than we do at home most of the time. Mm-hmm. So depending on the business that you're in, it's really important to have your personal life kind of, you know, at least met up or melded with your professional life and how you go about that and setting goals. You could have two different types of goal setting for the year, or you could kind of mesh them together and just say, okay, well, you know, this is some business goals. Here are some personal goals. But I think that the principles that you kind of laid out, they remain the same, right? I mean, if I have personal goals throughout the year mm-hmm. that I want to sort of go after, I still want them to be achievable, measurable.
Sure.
Because I'm, at the end of the day, have to hold myself accountable to those. It's yeah. not just the boss.
Well, right. And that's why it's important that your goals be specific and measurable, is because along the way, you know, you can take the time, let's say at the end of the first month, a quarter, half year, whatever, you know, you can take the time to see where you're at, you know, against your goals. And I think it's important too, it's not part of the SMART thing here, but it is in an indirect way, is, you know, set some benchmarks for yourself. Maybe, you know, maybe by March 31st, I want to be here, there, you know, whatever that is. Or, you know, the changes that you want to maybe make in your life and or your business life, you know, said, hey, you know, put them out and then put dates on them and then, you know, measure yourself against that too. And again, like we were talking earlier, Heidi, you know, be in the mind frame that, you know, these aren't dead and concrete. You know, it's okay to change because life changes, things change every day. So be flexible, you know, but don't be flexible to, don't skew to the point where the goals are, you know, are easy to meet or they're not defined. So anyway.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So I would hope that, you know, you could develop something to measure yourself, some sort of tool that fits you. It, you know, not everything fits everybody, and probably the another important thing would be persevere, stay intent on your goal, but have fun and be flexible with it.
Yeah, and always achieve a little bit higher than you think you can go. That's one thing that has always made me kind of. It's been fun in throughout my career to sort of just raise the bar a little bit and see where I can go. And even if you don't like achieve way over the bar, sometimes if you set your goals a little bit higher, then even if you fall a tiny bit short, you're still way ahead of the game in terms of what you're going after.
Exactly. If you set some good, reasonable goals, even if you just fall short, you've probably put yourself down, you know, life's path.
Better than if you hadn't set any goals.
Exactly. Exactly. So, hey, well, hope this has been beneficial to you. Heidi, appreciate your insights on this. And I'm hoping everyone's had a good 2016 and 2017 will get off on a good foot or continue on where it's at on a good foot. But anyway, we would really be interested in hearing from you if you have a method that you use that you'd like to share with other people or have us talk about it. You know, leave those comments on clauseronbusiness.com.
Yeah, I would love to hear what people have to say, and I love learning about what types of things people use all the time. So please do reach out and give us some comments because that would be great.
You know, and the other people I'd like to hear from too, Heidi, are the ones that said, hey, in late 2015, I mapped out a plan for 2016, you know, and by golly, I made it. And this is how I did it. This is what it took, you know, to stay on course to make it happen. I want to hear those stories too. I mean, it's just those are great stories to
hear.
And
how did they do it?
Exactly. Hey, well, we're out of time for today. Just a reminder, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and always at clauseronbusiness.com. Thanks for being with us today. All for now, you've been listening to Clauser on Business.